Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf chavav. We're holding at the tail end of chaf hey amid days, the very last line. Tana Rabban says in the brayser, top of chaf vav amid aleph. Ve'ilu kroin she'ein mesachin. We spoke about the inyan of mesachin. Mesachin means ichoy, or means full fledged mending of a torn garment so that it looks as good as new. You're allowed to go and do ichui on char kroivim, if chas v'sholem one of the five kroivim that passes away, that is a brother or sister, chas v'sholem a child or a spouse, then you are allowed to do mesachin, ichui, full-fledged mending and sewing back to normal. However, on others you're not allowed to. Who are those others? Says the Braisa. We already learned about all of the Imai, and now the Braisa is going to go and expand to other cases as well. HaKorea al-Obaval Imai, a person that Nebuch lost a father or mother, had to go and be Korea, had to go and tear his or her garment, so Ein Mesachim. You're never allowed to go and put that back together as if it was new, or as if it's totally fixed and repaired so that you can't even tell that it was at one time a Kriya. And the same thing applies to our rabbi shalom to Torah. If it's his own rabbi that taught him Torah, usually that means a rabbi muvhak, then once again, that type of keresh should remain there permanently. Val nasi, v'al abezin, v'al shmuis harois. A nasi in Klal Yisrael, such as the Benu Yehuda nasi, v'al abezin, the abezin at the time, or shmuis harois. What is shmuis harois? The Gemara will define Emir Teshem as we get to the wide lines shortly. Val birchas Hashem, chas v'sholem, someone who speaks with blasphemy against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The word brach is used here as a euphemism. It really means chas v'sholem, the word klala. But we don't want to use that term, so therefore we say birchas Hashem. Val sefer Torah shenisav, chas v'sholem, a sefer Torah that was burned. Val orei Yehuda, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you come to orei Yehuda, which are b'churbanan, where you see the churban, that those cities were destroyed. Val amiktash, when you see the Beit Hamikdash b'churbanai. Val Yerushalayim, when you see it b'churbanai. And all of those things, you have to go and have a kriya. The kriya, and the kriya is kriya she'ein mesachin, a kriya that you're not allowed to go and fix or repair. Continues the brayza, the kriya al mikdash moisif al Yerushalayim. Once you do a kriya on the Beis Hamikdash, then you don't have to do a separate kriya on that beged or on another beged, but rather just do a tuisefes al Yerushalayim. How much is a tuisefes? We'll see Mechem on the Amud Beis what the shiur is. And now, from here to the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara is going to go through each one of these halachas that we learned in the Braisa and try to bring the makoiros from the Torah for each one of these. So we start off again. All of the Imay v'Rabbi Shlomo the Torah minolan. How do I know that the Kriya is a Kriya she'enan mis'achin, that you cannot fully repair? Minolan, this is what it says in the Pasuk, Elisha ro v'hu mitzayik. Avi rechav Yisrael u'parashov. This is the famous case of Elisha, who is a Talmud of Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi went up the Saros HaShemayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu took him up with a whirlwind of some sort, and never to be seen again. So much so that the pasuk continues on after that, v'lei ra'u oit, that he, Elisha, didn't see Eliyahu HaNavi any longer, any further time. And the pasuk ends off, v'yachazek b'vigoda v'yikra'im lishnayim kroim, that when Eliyahu HaNavi was taken away from him, that was his rabbi Muvak, then he went and took his beged, and he grabbed hold of it, and he tore it into shnayim kroim, into two tears, to two pieces. So now the Gemara darshens each one of the words. It starts off, v'hu mitzayik ovi ovi. Obviously the reference here is referring to Eliyahu HaNavi, but nevertheless, because the pasuk chose these words, ovi ovi, so that's already an allusion to ze ovi v'imoi, that a father or a mother, also one has to do kriya, because that's what it says at the end of the pasuk, v'yikra'im lishnayim kroim. How do I know it's a kriya deloi she'ein mesachin? We'll see in another moment.
Use the word mesachin, fully repair, but you're allowed to partially repair?
That is correct. Mari uses the term sholo. Sholo means to go and do very, very wide types of stitches. So anybody that sees it can see, yeah, it was torn, but they stitched it up and they...
So you can use it.
That you can use it, but it's not a fine stitch where you can do a cover-up. you can tell that there was...
It's like a scar.
Yeah, exactly. It's a permanent scar. But you're allowed to go and work on it. Yes, that's a temporary fix, but not a permanent, beautiful, nicely done fix. Anyway, the Gemara continues on. So, since it says Avi, Avi is Avi V'ima. That's referring to Chas V'Shalom, one of the person's parents. Rechav Yisrael Parash, it's their Rabbi Shalim Doi Torah. That's referring to his Rabbi Yotoram Torah. Praying tomorrow, my Mashma, where do you see that in those words? Kinevatargim, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi, the Tav Lohoin Li Yisrael Mitzloisei Merisichen Uparash. What does that mean? That the Targum Lashon, according to what Rabbi Yosef learned, is a famous Tosis in the evening, I think, of Bava Kama, that says, why do we find often in Shas Kinevatargim Rabbi Yosef? Because Rabbi Yosef, unfortunately, was a Sagi Nohar. Sagi Nohar means that he was blind. And the Loch is that a Dvorim Shebechsav something which is written in the Torah, you're not allowed to say it balpeh. So how would Rabbi Yosef be able to go and learn Torah since he was blind? Everything that he would say or that he would do would be balpeh. Therefore the Torah says that's why he was always metargim, if he wasn't over on this halacha of repeating divrei Torah balpeh. They say about the Hemichasam Sofer that he was marked with every time when he gave a drasha, if he was quoting a pasuk, he wrote the pasuk down on a piece of paper. He had a chumash in front of him so that he would never say it about that. And if he didn't have a chumash available, or he hadn't written it down, then he would always take the word, the pasuk, and he wouldn't say it literally word for word, the text like it said in the Torah. He would paraphrase it. He shouldn't be over on this din of Dvarim Shebechsav.
And you know where the Kohen Gadol that would read from the Sefer sometimes, he wouldn't have the Sefer, right? He would just Yosher Masher Kasuf.
Kasuf Kam, exactly. Even though part of it he was going to lean about that, yeah. What he was saying was, don't think that the Sefer Torah is Chosser and it's a Pasul of Sefer. It has everything. Just this portion, Chazal told us I'm supposed to read about that instead of reading it inside. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so he said Rabbi, in other words, instead of Ovi, the Targum explains, this is referring to, of course, to Eliyahu HaNavi, so my Rebbe, the Tav Lohim Yisrael, who was better for Klal Yisrael, Bitzloisei, with his davening, with his prayers, may Retichen Uparoshen. The word Retichen is like Rechev, chariot, Uparoshen, are, like it says, Rechev Yisrael Uparoshen, the horsemen, the people riding the chariots. So, Eliyahu HaNavi's tefillahs were more powerful and more potent than the military that went out to go and fight the wars. Now, how do I know that this is the type of tear that you're not allowed to fully repair? That Elisha grabbed hold of his beged, and he tore it, lishnaim kraim, into two pieces. Anybody understands on his own that if you take a beged and you go and tear it somewhere down the middle or anywhere, and then you pull it apart, then of course you're going to have two pieces. So he didn't need to go and tell us Shnayim Krayim, he should just simply say, Vayikrayim. He went and tore the beged, and now I know after the beged is torn, you look at it, it's no longer a one single beged, now it's torn into pieces. So why did the pasuk have to go and say Shnayim Krayim? Elamalameit shekruim v'oyimdim lishnayim li'oylam. The extra verbiage is coming to tell you halacha. It's not just you do a kriya. It's a kriya that will always remain shnayim kroyim, that you're now going to make a permanent fix, a permanent mending. Oh, Malay Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Eliyochayu. You're trying to bring me a raya on a rabbi that was nifter. The rabbi was nifter. Eliyahu Navi never died. It doesn't say anything in the pasuk that he passed away. He was taken up. Besarois Hashemayim. So how do you know the Hilchois Kriya at all from this pasuk? Since Elisha continues to say in that pasuk, after the Avi Rachi So Parashav, it says that Elisha didn't see him again. The Gabei Dinei Kimeistami, he has the same status like a mess, because unfortunately he was now stuck without his Rabbi Muvak that he learned so much from and who gave him so much hadracha, etc. So, with this we have concluded the Abba, the Ima, and the Rabbi. Now we go on to Vait and the Brais, Val Novi, Val Bezdin, Val Shmuis, Harois. Vait and Menorah, and how do I know that you do a Kriya, and the Kriya is Teloi Misachin? The Chassidus says in the Pasuk, Vayachsig, David, Bivigoda, Vayikroim. David HaMelech took hold of his beggar and he tore it. The Gam Kol HaAnashim Sher Itoi, and also all the people that were together with him. Now, why was he tearing his beggar? The Pasuk tells us, Vayispidu, they held the hesped, Vayivku, and they were crying, Vayitzumu, and they fasted at Erev until that night, Al Shaul, Val Yoinis and Benoi, Vial Am Hashem, Vial Beis Yisrael Kinoflu Bechorv. This terrible, terrible war where Shaul and Yoinesin and Am Hashem, Beis Yisrael, all had a major defeat. Because of that, David HaMelech and the Anoshim Asher Itai went and they rent their garments. So now the Gemara explains each one. It says, Shaul Zeh Nasi. This is the equivalent of the Nasi of the king or the president. Even the Torah, when it says Seir Nasi, that a Nasi has to go and bring a special carbon chattas instead of a kizbo or seira, he has to bring a soir. Rashi explains, because I'll explain what type of Nasi we mean the Melech. So therefore, when we said earlier Nasi, it means either the Melech, or if there is no Melech, who's the Melech Yisrael? Like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he was in a sense the king, he was the highest government official. So that's referring to Nasi. Yehoinesen ze abezdin. Alam Hashem yalbeit Yisrael. Elu Shmuy Sarois. Ah, so this is the Shmuy Sarois that we had in the Braisa. We didn't know exactly what that meant. Now we know it means Alam Hashem yalbeit Yisrael. The Chas HaShem, if there's a major defeat for Klal Yisrael, that's Shmuy Sarois, and you have to go and tear your garment. Omalei Rabba Shmuel Rav Kahana Ve'ima Ad Dehava Kulu. Since we're talking about David HaMelech, that he tore his garments because of Shaul, Yoinesin, Am Hashem, and Aves Yisrael, so maybe you have to have a terrible disaster where all the Nasi and the Abezin and the Shmuy Sarois all together are Mechayiv a Kriya, as well as a Kriya She'ein Mesachim. How do you know for each one individually? Amalei Al Hifziko Inyan. The Pasuk could have said that the reason why Vayispidu Vayivku Vayitzumu Ad Erev Al Shaul V'Yoinesin V'Am Hashem V'Aves Yisrael. Why does it repeat al? To tell you that each one is a separate disaster b'fnei atzmoi, that each one is mechayiv a separate kriya. V'etimor mikorinan hashmuy sarois. Is that true that when kriya hashmuy sarois, that when here is Nebuch about the tragedies of Klal Yisrael being defeated in Melchama, v'amru leit l'shmuel kotel shover malka treise alfi yudoi b'mezigas kisri. They told Shmuel about the terrible, terrible calamity that Shomer Malka killed 12,000 Yidden in a place called Mezigas Kisri, Vloikara, and he didn't do a kriya. The Chari, you're telling me, Alam Hashem Abeis Yisrael Shenof LeBacharev, Nevach, 12,000 Yidden were Nof LeBacharev. Says Yimon LeOmru Ela Beroyv Tzibur or Kemasa Shohaya. The din of Shmuel's Rois is only Beroyv Tzibur. Now, Parshat Pshat Roiv Tzibur means that Roiv of Klal Yisrael were Nebuch defeated in that Melchama. But that wasn't the case. It wasn't Roiv of Klal Yisrael. What's the Pshat of Roiv Tzibur? So some say that there was one major Shevet where Roiv of that Shevet was decimated in that Melchama. And therefore, one Shevet is really considered to be a Kohol, like we have the Gemara Masech Tzoydis, the Kavi the Shaila of bringing a Parhel and Dovah Shal Tzibur. Doesn't have to have the roiv of Gans Klal Yisrael. Roiv of each shevet is really considered to be a tzibur of the Atzmai. So here too you have roiv tzibur, roiv of one shevet, and that's the reason why you had the rending of the garment. Kamasa showing like it happened by Shaul. However, even though 12,000 people were killed, which is terrible, there is no chiyuv of kriya on that type of disaster. Frank Timara, is it in fact true, umikotel shover malka yudoi? Did Shomer Malka go and kill any Jews? For Amalei Shomer Malka Lishmuel, Teisili, my reward will be Tulekatili, Tulekatli, Yehudim Yoilam. I never killed even one Jew. Here you're telling me that Shomer Malka killed 12,000. And here Shomer Malka proudly says to Shmuel, I never even killed a Yid. There the Jews brought it upon themselves. Jomrab Ami, Lekal Yesedid, Mezigas Kisri. Pakashura Dilutkaya. The word lekal means the coil, the noise, the sound. Yesevi, says Rashi, are kinoiris. Kinoiris are the harps. The Mezigas Kisri of the place, Mezigas Kisri. When were they playing these harps? They were playing them to go and invigorate and strengthen the resolve of the military at the time that they were fighting, and the military that we're talking about is that unfortunately Klal Yisrael decided to make a merida. Merida is a rebellion against Shomer HaMelech. When they did this merida, it was the there was such a large commotion, such a large sound, the Gemara says that these kinoiros were playing at the highest decibel, like one of our chasanas. Pakashura de Ludkaya, the whole wall of the city of Ludkaya fell as a result of the vibrations of the music or of the instruments. If you look at Rashi on the second line from the top, Gormul Rafshayu, Demor Dubay. Unfortunately, they made a rebellion against Shomer Melech. V'hantik Omer Lekat LeYehudi, when Shomer Melech said that he never killed a Jew, Ratzaleim Bechinam, I didn't do it for naught. In other words, I'm not an anti-Semite. I don't kill Jews. Chas v'shalom. If they're going to go make a marid, it's different. Lekol Yiseyus of Rashi, Lekol Kinoiros Shemardu. They made a marid, and to invigorate the troops, Christ provoked it to incite the troops. What they did was they played this music as a musical background. Oh, when they heard Shakespeare, let's go and fight and all the rest. Anyway, so both statements are accurate. Unfortunately, Shomer Melech killed 12,000 Jews because they were involved in a rebellion. On the other hand, he never killed an innocent Jew that wasn't involved in any type of rebellion or anything like that. Anyway, with that, we have completed. However, we have not discussed how do I know that there was the Kriya was a Kriya to Loi Misach. All we know is that they, by Yikrai, we see by David HaMelech that he went and did the Kriya. So as we're going to see in the Gemara a little bit further down, the Meforshim say that there's a Gzeira Shava. What's a Gzeira Shava? Here, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Vayachzik David b'vigodo vayikra'im, going back to Elisha a few lines earlier, Vayachzik b'vigodo vayikra'im, so the same words are used, both of them, Vayachzik b'vigodo vayikra'im, and by the case of Elisha, he added Lishnayim kra'im, and from that I learned it's got to be a Kera she'en mis'acha, so here too, the vayikra'im, learn one from the other, it's also a Kriya d'loy mis'acha. So we've gone through now the Shmuis Aroi, so we're up to Valbirchas Hashem, Albirchas Hashem Yinolan. How do I know that you have to do a Kriya? The Chassidus in the Pasuk, Vayovay Eliyokim ben Chilkia Asher Alaboyes, Vishem Nahasefer, Vyoyach ben Osef, Hamasker El Chizkiyoyu. They all came to Chizkiyoyu. We had these three people there, Eliyokim, Shem Nahasefer, and Yoyach ben Osef, Hamasker. They came to Chizkiyoyu HaMelech, and they came in Kriya Begodim with torn garment. Doesn't tell us why they had torn garments, but if you look back in the Psukim there in Melachim Beis, it's talking about because Ashur was threatening Klal Yisrael, and the king of Ashur had a major officer by the name of Rav Shokei, and the Rav Shokei was not a nice guy, and he was mocking and denigrating the Rabbeinu Shalom, as well as Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and he said, Chizkiyahu HaMelech's God, he's going to go and save you Jews from us. Ah, don't be silly. Chizkiyahu's God is not strong enough to go and fight against us. So Rav Shokei spoke very, very badly against the Rabbeinu Shalom, which the Gemara deems to be a Birchas Hashem. Don't think he actually uses a Lashon of Bracha against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but several Psukim, one after the other, he mocks and denigrates the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as if the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, was like a simple idol. Your idols, your gods, the Gunishvet. So therefore, that's what the Gemara calls Birchas Hashem. And what did these three people do when they heard all of those statements by Rav Shokei? They went and tore their garments. The Chassimim that you have to do a Kriya on Birchas Hashem. How do I know that this is a permanent Kriya? Because again, it's this Kriya Begodim. So it's a Kriya. And every time there's a Kriya, it seems to be that the Kriya has to be Eina Misacha. Let's wait another two lines. We'll talk about this further. Tana Rabban. Echad HaShemeya V'Echad HaShemeya Mipi HaShemeya Chayiv L'Kriya. V'Eidem Eina Chayiv L'Kriya Shekvar Koru B'Sho Sheshomu. Period. What are we talking about? If Chas HaShomu there was a Yid that was Mavorech Es HaShem, that person goes and gets Misa, but he can't go and get Misa unless you have Eidem and Hasra. So, a person was going to Mavorech Es HaShem, two people gave him Hasra and said, don't do it, otherwise you're going to be Chayiv Misa. And nevertheless, he went and did it. And now the two Edom come into Bezin. And when they come into Bezin, unfortunately, they have to repeat word for word what happened. They cannot go and say euphemistically that he was Mevorech Es Hashem. They have to say exactly what he did. So they say that Yankel Smith, unfortunately, said the following words, and he was Mevorech Es Hashem. And now the courtroom goes into tumult and mayhem. Oy, 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 I never heard such words. They're so blasphemous. So those people that are in the courtroom, the dayanim and any spectators or whatever, they all have to go and tear their begotten. So echad hashemeya, the original person who heard, in this case the three that heard Rav Shake, v'echad hashemeya mipi hashemeya, and someone who's in the courtroom who hears from the one that was the shemeya, in other words, he hears from the witness, chayv the korea, they all have to be korea. However, the enim themselves, they don't have to be korea in the courtroom. Why not? In chayim l'korea shekvar koru b'shoa sheshamu, they already heard it the first time, so they don't have to do a second korea, even though they're repeating it now, but they already taught. Says Yomar, b'shoa sheshamu mai hava, hokasham yahashta, who cares that they heard at that time, but since they are repeating it, and they're not charoshim, they hear what they say, so then, if they hear it a second time, why don't they have to go and tira a second time? So it's Yomar, the svara is a good svara, avaloi sol kadaitach, but that's not the halacha, d'chsiv, because continuing on there in Malachim Beis, in the same story, it says, v'yi kishmoya ha-melech hizkiyo, when hizkiyo ha-melech heard the report of Eliyakim, Shevn HaSoifer, and Yoyach ben Osef HaMazkir, about what Rav Shoke said, what a Chizkiyo HaMelech, to be a Kres Begodim, he tore his own Begodim, because he was a Shemeya Mipi HaShemeya, the Kres Begodim. HaMelech Kora, the Himle Koru, all that's in the Pasuk is that Chizkiyo HaMelech did a Kriya. Why didn't it say, Vayikru as Bideyam, that the people that reported this also were Korea a second time? It's the Chasimin that the Edom themselves only have to be Korea once. They don't have to be Korea a second time. How do we know that this is a Kriya that remains permanent? Asa Kriya Kriya, we learn Kriya Kriya. Here it says Kruy Begodim. And when we have either by David HaMelech or by Elisha, it says Eloshim Vayikroim, and particularly by Elisha it says Vayikroim to the Shnayim Kroim. And we learned from that before, Shnayim Kroim means it's got to be permanent. Here too, Kriya Kriya, it's got to be permanent. Now based on this L'choira, any time we find in the Torah or Tanakh that it talks about a Kriya,
it should be permanent.
Exactly. So this is not only Barry's question. If you look at the third Toysis, Toysis already asks the Kasha, Teima im keinilach kol kriya shlo yisachal mi kriya kriya. V'shem alay mistavar alay. Even though, theoretically, one could learn that type of Zeir Shavah, about Biswara, we can't push the Zeir Shavah that far. So it makes sense on tremendous, tremendous calamities like those that we have identified in the Gemara. Yeah, that's a kriya, she'in misachim. But other forms of kriya for lesser tragedies, it doesn't rise to that level, and therefore the Gzeir Shavah doesn't include those. Zokhi Moravai.
I don't know the
yes.
Drefa Shasham, that Kuskiel heard that it was, what magnitude it was. It doesn't describe it, per se.
Our Gemara doesn't describe it, but there's a very lengthy description of what Rav Shake said, and then they repeated it to him. If you take out the Malachim, it's about 10 psukim straight, Rav Shake was a real bad villain. The way he spoke with such chutzpah, King of the Boyishlun. Continuing on. Sefer Torah Shenisrof Minol. How do you know in Sefer Torah Shenisrof you also have to go and do a Kriya Shein Nesachet, the Sivet of the Bosom, the Hik, Kroy Yehudi, Sholish Daltsois, the Arbo, the Yikroa, the Tar, Hasoifer, the Hashlich, the Ish Asher, El Ho'och. What is this all talking about? We're talking about Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim was a melech of Klal Yisrael, and he was a bad guy. And he was the first guy that was sent away in the various golosim started by Nebuchadnezzar. You remember we had back in the previous Masechtas that Nebuchadnezzar, in the first year of his reign, went in conquest and conquered Nineveh. In the second year of his reign, he went and threw out Yehoyakim. And then 7 years later, he went and had the golos Yechonya, or the golos Yehoyachin. Then 11 years after that, you had the Chorvos Yerushalayim. So we discussed that earlier, back in Sechus Tanis, Megillah. Yeah, we had Gemara
Sibet. When they had the Cheshbon of the
Hashetzar, he took out the Kelim, he shouldn't have, he made a Gantz Cheshbon. No, 100% right. Anyway, as we see in Tanakh, Yehoyakim was a bad guy, and they reported to Yehoyakim about what Yirmiyah HaNovi had said, the Sefer Kinois, meaning in the Eicha. And even though when we lay an Eicha on the surface, it sounds like it's talking about events that have already occurred, but as we'll see in our Gemara, it's really Nevuah about what will occur if Chas Hashem, Klal Yisrael, continues to sin. Yehoyakim was not at all impressed, and when he heard about what it says in Megillas Eicha, he went and had it burnt. And the Gemara will explain it, and we'll go over the pasuk again. Good morning, Shelley. Welcome aboard. Sefer Torah Shenisaf Nolan Dechsev. Now, even though it says Sefer Torah Shenisaf, we'll see quickly from our Gemara that this refers to all the Kisvei HaKodesh, which we're talking about the Sefer Eicha that was burned. We're not talking about the Sefer Torah itself. But nevertheless, it's enough of a cause to require Kriya. So it says Sefer Torah Shenisaf Nolan Dechsev Tzevei Kikroi Yehudi, as the Yid was leaning from the Sefer Eicha. He leaned Sholish Daltsois V'Arboa. What means Daltsois? So literally, daltsis means stanzas, like you would, you're reading from from poetry, you would go and say one stanza, second stanza. Here we're talking about, says Rashi, psukim, that they read three or four psukim, and after that, v'yikra'el betar, Yehoyakim came, and he went and started cutting into the sefer eicha with a razor. With the razor of a scribe, and after that he threw it into the fire, which was in the fireplace. Pray to Yimar v'Goyim. My Sholish Daltzis. What are three Daltzis v'Arba? Unbelieve the Hayokim. They told Hayokim, cause of Yirmiyah Sefer Kinais. Yirmiyah Novi wrote a Sefer Kinais, which what we call Eicha. Unbelieve Maxi. So they started reading pasuk by pasuk, and that's what Yimar said. Sholish Daltzis v'Arba. Each pasuk individually. They said, Eicha Yoshva Vodot. A terrible, what's going to happen is, Chai Yisrael is going to be Eicha Yoshva Vodot. Ha'ir Rabbasi Yom, Hoysel Kalmona, Rabbasi Bagoyim, Surasi Mandinois, Hoysel of Az. It's going to be terrible. Omlahu, when he, Yoyokim, heard that, he said, I know Malka, it doesn't affect me. Okay, so the rest of the city of Yerushalayim, the rest of the Jewish people are in Tzaris, but I'm still a Melech, so it doesn't affect me. Like the Pasuk says at the end of Dvarim, Sholem Alay Nafshi. I'm okay. Everybody else will be destroyed, but look, I will survive. Then they told him Omloy, they told him the next passing is Bochay Sivka Balayla. There's gonna be this persistent crying among the Jewish people at night. Okay, and I'm Malka, I'm the king. Golds Yehudim Yoini, they're gonna go into Golos and never impoverished. It's okay, I know Malka, I'm still the king. Nobody's going to even be traveling anymore on the roads because everything is going to be destroyed and desolate. It's going to be Avelis in the streets. No, I know Malka. The bad guys, the villains, they're going to be the Roish. They're going to go and take over and they're going to be the head. Uh-oh, that's already a challenge to his own reign, to his kingdom. Amlahu, man Amra, who said such words of chutzpah, Hayur Tzarel Roish? Our enemies are going to become the Roish and they're going to take over my position and take me away. Who said that? Oh, so what does the pasuk continue on? Hayu tzurel the Roish, ki Hashem hoige al Roish pishoer. It's Hashem that spoke based on Chas v'Sholom if Klal Yisrael continues to do many, many transgressions, many averes. When he heard that there's a challenge to his own malucha, he went and he cut out all of the names of Hashem written there in Eicha, and he destroyed it and he burned it in the fire. It's interesting because the pasuk that the Gemara quoted a moment ago didn't talk about askarais. Yeah. It just simply said that he took the he went and cut it with a tar. It sounds like the whole Sefer Torah, or in this case not the Sefer Torah but the Sefer of Eicha. So this is not my kasha. This is already the fourth toisis from the top. The entire Megillah he cut up and he threw in. In fact, Yishami, they left out the word askar. They're not maskir the word askarais, because in fact, according to that girsa, unfortunately, Yoakim just took the whole Sefer Torah after he cut it up and he just threw the whole thing in the fire, Rahman al Islam.
Answer is, that's the focus, askarais. Notwithstanding, he did the whole of Megillah,
yeah.
But the focus of Agmar is askarais.
Sure.
It shows that askarais warrant such a.
What you're saying is 100% true, Mandy, but what's the raya that he was cut, or called askarais, but he cut out all the names of Hashem, the Sarfan, and burned those Ba'esh? The Poshim Shat and the Pasuk is, he took the whole Megillah, and he took the razor and indiscriminately started cutting into the Megillah, and then took the whole thing and into the fire. How does the Gemara know that he particularly went and cut out each time it said Hashem's name, and he threw those into the fire? And it's mashma, not the entire Megillah, just the askaris he threw in the fire. from the pasuk is mashi through the entire thing. That's all the tois is being wired. Then maybe tois holds your teretz. Yeah, this is the essence. It's because the shame is good, but it doesn't say that in the pasuk, and that's why tois is wondering.
Does this also apply to printed matter?
Prior to printed matter?
No, does this apply to printed matter? Not only a Sefer Torah with a cloth and...
When it has to go and do a kriya? It's a very good question. I don't know offhand whether or not you have to do a kriya if you see printed Sforim being burnt, or printed Chumashim, or printed Tanakh. It's Kanzai.
We shouldn't see it.
We should talk and never see it. Unfortunately, no. Throughout the history, throughout the generations, these things have happened from time to time. Rachman Mitzvon. And of course, it's very often they call it Yom Tzoyim, but whether it requires Kriya, I don't know. Vayim Vachsif, and it says in the Pasuk, V'leifachadu v'leikaru es bideyem, that to add, if you will, salt to the wound, after insult to injury, what happened was, after Yehoyakim finished burning the whole Sefer Eicha, no one went and tore the begadim, and therefore, what's the Pasuk trying to tell us? They should have, they could have, but they didn't, and therefore they were also, if you will, part of this terrible conspiracy to go and do bad to the Sefer Eichon, to the burning. Anyway, what we see from this is that they should have been Korea. So that's the reason why the Braisa says one should be Korea on Chas Hashom Sreifa Sefer Torah, not only Sefer Torah, but any kiss via Kodesh. Maybe the pasuk is being critical that he will like Karu as Bideyam, not because of the burning of the Torah, but because of the terrible things that it said in Eicha. They heard the laning of Eicha. Eicha Yoshua Vodor, and Nebuch Darkitzian Avela, Isbach Esivka Balayla. They heard all these terrible things. That's the reason why they went and tore the begadim. They should have, but they didn't. How do you know it has anything to do with the Inyan of the Sreifas? It didn't happen yet. This is all nevuah, what's going to happen in the future. So you can't go and do a kriya on what might happen in the future. Halavai, if Eden would have done tshuva, then it wouldn't have happened. Unfortunately, it didn't do tshuva, and it did happen. But you can't go and do a kriya. It didn't even occur yet. Amar b'chal v'am ravuna, haroi sefer Torah shenikra, chayv l'kriya shtei kriyos, echad al gvil v'echad al ksav. The Gemara over here says Sefer Torah Shenikra. The Rishash in the back of the Gemara says that L'chayda it's a tois, it should say Sefer Torah Shenisraf, because after all, that's what the Gemara is talking about, and that's the next pasuk that we're going to bring in a second. He says it's not only his change. He says that this Gemara, as it's quoted in the Rif, and I think in the Rosh, all say Shenisraf, that's their gears, and not Shenikra. Anyway, what's the din? If you see such a Sefer Torah, chai the kriyas, shtei kriyas. It's not enough just to do one kriya, you have to go and do two separate kriyas. Echad al gvil, echad al ksav. One on the gvil. Gvil means on the parchment, on the cloth, and particularly on that cloth on which there is no ksav. Echad al ksav, one on the ksav itself. Both of them are, if you will, tragedies, both on the burning of the ksav, the words, as well as the Sefer Torah, or the parchment on which the ksav is written. Shnem achri sreifa melech es ha-megillah v'yes
advarim.
V'yes advarim. So why did it say both megillah and dvarim? Dvarim is the ksav, and the megillah means that rolled up scroll, so each one of them requires a separate kriya. The Baba Rav Huna Barchiya have a yasli chamid Rav Abba boi lafnuye. The Rav Abba and Rav Huna Barchiya were sitting, and they were sitting in front of Rav Abba, and it shouldn't be kamei. If you look at the right hand margin, it says come Reb Abba. Okay, so Reb Abba, Rav Huna Bar Chiya was sitting together. Come Reb Abba, Reb Abba got up, boy lafnuya, and he had to go to the bathroom. He had to relieve himself. Shakla to tefte, he took off his tefillin. Obviously, he's going to go into the bathroom. Ach say, and besides, he put it down on a cushion. Asoi bas na misa. A bas na misa is a bas hayana, which is an ostrich. An ostrich came, boy lafnuya, he wanted to go and swallow up the tefillin. When Reb Abba saw that, Omar, hashti chayvun lishtei kriyos. If Chas Hashon, this would have taken place, I would have had to be kriya two times in my garment. Because although there wasn't a sreifa, but eating up the tefillin by the ostrich
is consumed like by a fire.
Exactly, it's consumed like by a fire. And therefore I'd have to have two kriyas based on this gemara. Omar lay, so the Omar lay, so Rav Huna Bar Chiya said to Reb Abba, min halacha, where do you take this from? I had such a story. I went in front of the master, but he didn't know the answer. I saw the comment of Yehuda. I went into Rav Yehuda. The Amali Hachi Amish Shmuley Amru Ela Mizroya Ukemas Shehoya. The only time when you have to do Kriyos is Dafke Vizroya. Vizroya means that this was done bemezid, forced by someone. In this case, by Yoyakim. And Kemas Shehoya, like the story of Yoyakim, that he went and took the Sefer of Eicha and he tore it and he threw it into the fire, etc. Your situation over here, that was totally a shogeg or an ones. It's not your fault, you know.
It's the Hema.
Exactly. And you, obviously, a person has to relieve himself from time to time. They have to. The only one that didn't have to relieve himself was a Paroi Nechai, that he would go out to the Yair in the morning and he would relieve himself at one time for the whole day. And somehow, miraculously, he didn't have to go throughout the day. Probably didn't eat or drink very much. And he was able to hold it in until the next morning or perhaps till the night. But otherwise, everybody else has to go to the bathroom. So, he bazoi, and you can't go and wear your tefillin in the bathroom. So, you did what you were supposed to do. So, you did not have to, even if the Basanama, this Basayana, the ostrich, would have been successful, you'd still be off the hook. You would not have had to go and do even one kriya. Okay, getting back to the story in the Gemara, back to the original Braisa, after Sefer Torah Shenisof, on the fourth line, we have Orei Yehuda, V'ala Mikdash, V'al Yushalayim. Says he went, Orei Yehuda, I don't know how I know this, look to the Mosvah, Yehoi, Anoshim, Mishchem, Mishiloi, Umishoimroi, Shmoinim Ish Migulochei Zokon, Ukroi Begodim. Oh, their Begodim were torn. Umiskoidim, Umincho Levoinim Begodim, Lahavi Beis Hashem. Ori Yehuda had been decimated, they had been Nebuchadnezzar. These people that came from those places, and by the way, Shechem, Shiloh, and Shoimroi are all in the Galil, that's not Ori Yehuda, but the Pasuk tells us that they also passed through the Ori. In other words, originally they perhaps lived in those upper places in the Galil, Shechem, Shiloh, and Shoimroi, and they were coming down from there, passing through the Ori Yehuda. When they saw the Ori Yehuda, they were kruya begodim, they tore their garments, and the purpose of their travel wasn't just a Jewish tour. They were going to Yerushalayim to bring kabbanis, and they didn't even realize, and unfortunately, just like the Ori Yehuda were destroyed, Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim was also destroyed. But that was their intent. Anyway, we see from this that Ori Yehuda, you have to do kruya begodim. Amr Chalubai, Amr Ula Bira, Amr Blaza, Roy Ari Yud Charbanan, Oimer, not only do you do the Kriya, but you should go and you say the following Pasuk. I'm Ari Kachecha, Hoyu Midbar, Vikarea. The Ari Kachecha, your holy cities of Ari Yehuda, they became Nebcha Midbar, and then you do your Kriya. Similarly, Yushalayim, Birchambana, Oimer, Tzion Midbar, Hoysa. Yushalayim, Shemama, Vikarea. And again, you say that Pasuk, and then you do a Kriya. Beis Migdash b'chumani ayim beis kodshenu v'tifarteinu asher halucha v'yiseinu hoyu l'sreifas eish b'chum machmadeinu hoyu l'choyva l'chorva v'kriya, and then he tears. When you go to the Kosel, some of the Chabatskas have over there pamphlets of what you're supposed to say when you do a Kriya. When people come from Chutz La'aretz for the first time after a while, when they come to the Kosel, the minig is to go and do a Kriya. Some people try to avoid the Kriya by borrowing somebody else's clothing, but La Halacha, when supposed to do a Kriya, and you're supposed to say this Pasuk at the time of the Kriya. Yes?
This question, because I thought maybe the Gemara would address it, says, Ari Yehuda, Amidash HaYushalayim. Why is he having that simus? First you've been in Yerushalayim, then you get to the Mikdash. The Mikdash.
You just said now, Kriya al Mikdash, and you're Moisif al Yerushalayim. In other words, you first do the major Kriya on the Bais Mikdash, and then you're Moisif on Yerushalayim. I'll ask you a kasha. Echad Hashemiah, V'echad Haraya, Kiven Shigia L'Tzoifim. Tzoifim means either Harat Tzoifim, or it means a lookout where you're able to go and see over Yerushalayim, over the Makam Mikdash. Kriya, you do one Kriya. The Kriya al Mikdash, Bifnei Atzma, Yerushalayim Bifnei Atzma. You do two separate Kriyas, one on the Mikdash and one on Yerushalayim, which is Chodesh Shver. We just said now you only have to do one Kriya and be Moisif on the Kriya. How much is the original Kriya? How much is the Hoysofa? We're going to have a Machloikis on the Amid Beis. But you only have to do ultimately one long Kriya. Do two separate times. First one Kriya, and then you moist it. Here it says in the Braisa, no, each one is Bifnei Atzma. You got to do one, and then move over an inch or two, and do a second one. It's a shver. The Pug of Mikdash Bereisha, the Pug of Yerushalayim Bereisha. It depends whether you hit the base Mikdash first, or you hit Yerushalayim first. Now, on the surface it sounds a little strange,
yeah,
because don't you have to go through Yerushalayim to
exactly
get to the base of Mikdash? Mm-hmm. Okay, so So what is the answer? So Rashi says a very interesting pshat. Rashi, about 12 lines at the bottom, it's talking about going shnichli Yerushalayim b'shidu tevel migdol b'leiro Yerushalayim. He went in a shidu tevel migdol, means like a very large carriage, a large box, and he was carried in it, and apparently it had no windows. It was box on all sides, walls on all sides. Actually, the base media, when he comes to the base media, he said, okay, surprise! And they opened up the door and he came out, and then he saw Nebuch, the base media, Bukhubana, so then Kareal and Mikdash, and now when he leaves the base Mikdash, for some reason they say, okay, this is a one way trip, now you gotta walk back, and now he sees Nebuch, Yishlaim, Bukhubana, Moisvah, Yishlaim. Was if he comes to Yishlaim first, before you get to the Makam of Megdish, Karei Al Yishlaim Befnei Atzo, or Megdish Befnei Atzo. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Baruch Hashem, you see? 99% of the questions usually the Gemara will address at some point. Anyway, so depending on which way he came in with a Shira Tei Megdish, do you have to make two Kriyas, one Kriya? Tanarba. Bekulan, this addresses your issue, Daniel, that you asked about 15 minutes ago. Bekulan Rishon Lishoylan Ula Moylan Ula Loitan Vala Soysen Kimin Sulamais Avaloyla Choysen. You're allowed to go and do temporary fixes, or for that matter, even a permanent fix, but which is done in an amateurish way, not by a professional tailor or seamstress. Lishoylan and Lamoylan and Laloitan means all basically the same thing, that you take the two sides of the rip, right? If one Chas Hashem, you go and rip the clothing, so then you take the edges, and then your sholel means that you take stitches and you revolve them a few times around them. The moilan tzedrashi means that you bend them over. The leke means you gather them together. The lasoisi kimin sulam is when you do the stitches, you do like the rungs of a ladder. Just like the rungs of a ladder between one rung and the next rung, there's always some distance. So it's not like the small stitches that you do if you're doing professionally, especially if you're doing with a machine. Each stitch is one next to each other. From one stitch to the other stitch is a half an inch or longer. So people can see that this is done only on a very amateurish way, not la'choisen, doing it professionally, that everything should look perfectly like it was.
Like brand new.
Oh, Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda emphasizes this lachoisan. He says, we're talking about the Ichui Alexandri. As we've had in other Gemaras, Alexandria at one point was considered to be the capital of the world for many craftsmen and for many professions. If you remember when we were talking about in Masechta Shkolim, about the Beis Karmo and the Beis Aftinas, that were working respectively on the Lechem Aponim and on the Ktoiris, so they were charging too much, so they said, we're going to go and get some competitors who can do the same thing. They brought the craftsmen from Alexandria, and ultimately they didn't do such a good job, so they were sent home, and then we had to go and pay double to the Beis Aftinas. But we see from that Gemara that Alexandria was the capital of the world for a lot of cultural and types of things.
Technical,
professional, exactly. And if you look at the top Toisvis, he says, "B'Yishalmi Ezeu Ichui." Explain to me, what was it, the Ichui Alexandria that you're talking about? Koshein Mekoy Meniker, that you look at it and you can't even tell that this was ever ripped. It looks brand new. You can't even tell. It's like you got a dent in your car and you take it to the car shop and the body shop, and it comes back. Where's the dent? I don't even recognize the car anymore. Oh, Mesechus Malchus Mefarish Kosha Achu Kol Tzarchai. Any type of Ichui that you did it, the total need. In other words, you didn't leave any stitch out. You did it perfectly from beginning to end. This is the Ichui Alexandri. And that's what you're not allowed to do on all of those that we enumerated back in the Amud Aleph. You would be allowed to do it, for instance, on the five other Kroivim that passed away, that you would be able to. But not on of the Imai and the others in that price. Tanerban. Hakoreya mitoich hashlal, mitoich hamelon, mitoich haleket, mitoich hasulamis lo yotza, mitoich ichui yotza. What happens if you have a beged, and the beged unfortunately was used already once, never for someone who passed away, and then what did you do? You sewed it up, but you didn't do that professional mending of the ichui. You did this amateurish shlal melel leket. These are the exact same terms that we used on the Amud Aleph. So what you did basically was you tore open the fresh stitches that you made for the first mess. Now you're doing it a second time. So instead of taking a second beged, or instead of doing another kriya, you're just cutting through the stitches that you had stitched up from the earlier mess. However, if it was professionally done, so now it looks brand new, then yotzman, that's okay, because it looks brand new. Amr of Chizan, again, the Ichi, they were talking about the Ichi Alexandri, like we spoke about a moment ago. Turn around. What you can do is, if you take your beged, and remember the begodim in those days were similar to a toga, and therefore a toga similar to a dress that the women would wear. So what you can do is, you can take the dress of the toga and turn it upside down. And if you think of a toga, what's the difference between the top and the bottom? The top has a more narrow hole to allow your head to fit through and for the beged to lie on the person's shoulders, and the bottom, of course, it's more open so a person can walk and have room for the legs and all the rest. So now what the person did is he already used his beged once. Unfortunately, nevach, there's a second mess. He wants to use the beged a second time. What he can do is he can go and turn it upside down, and at the top, which used to be the bottom, Rashi says he's going to form a neck,
a narrower
opening that will be a base of tzava for the neck, and then he will be able to go and take the kriya from down below, and he'll be able to go and do a proper mending. Of course, it's almost like a brand new beged, just by the fact that he did such a menahapachu that he's now the top is now on the bottom. It's elyoinim lamata, tachtoinim lamala. If you look at the Rashi on the second line, it's like, you know, brand new, it's done a perfect job. He goes and turns the beged upside down, so the kriya is now down below. And of course, by definition, the bottom is now the top. And he goes and fixes it down below with a proper professional stitching. That's permissible. Now up above, he's going to make a base of tzavra, he's going to make an opening for a neck, and he's going to go and wear it that way. So therefore, even though we said you're not allowed to go and be ma'acha, says the Tanikama, I have an eitzah. You can go and turn it upside down and then be ma'acha, and then you can do it a professional stitching because it's like a new beggar now. He said, no, it's aser. What happens if you have a seller who sells second-hand begodim? He has to let the lekech know, I want you to know this was torn at one time, and you even see the kera, and don't think, oh, you're buying this toga for $2, and you're going to go and take it to the seamstress, or you're going to go and take a sewing machine, and you're going to go and sew it up and make it look pretty and nice, and as if it's brand new. No. Aslechoisi, now let it do it, because this was unfortunately ripped on Chvais or a Yehuda, on the Koisel, on an Ovin Ve'imoy, any of those things that we said on the Yomid Av.
So it's on the Chatzah.
The Moichah has to advise the Lekech. He puts up a little sign on the thing and say, this was already used one time for Kriya, and therefore don't go and sew up professionally the Kriya in this beggar. Exactly, it's on the Chatzah, exactly as you said. So whether or not you had to be Mahapachit, we had a Machlaikis. Tanakama says, Rishoy Lahaypchai, and Rav Shimon Lozer says, Oysalachoysai. And now Rav Shimon Lozer adds that the Moicha has to even advise Lekech, and don't yourself think that you can go and do it, because the Chatzah was used for a Kriya, which was with a prohibited Ichui attached. Tanabat. Tchilas Kriya is Tefach by Tosef is Sholish is Way. Back in the Yomid Aleph, we said, for instance, by Mikdash and Yerushalayim, that you did the initial Kriya on the Mikdash, and then you do the Hoysafa, your Moisef. How much is the original? How much is Hoysafa? The original is a Tefach, but Tosef is Sholish is Voice. And the Tosef is three Etzvois, since normally you say there are four Etzvois in a Tefach, so it means it's not a full Tefach, three quarters. Tivremeh. If you don't even tchilas kriya sholish etzvoy, for the first time you only need three etzvoy, you don't need a full tefach. The tzisefes is a koshul. If you use the choyra shtikel a pella, because the Gemara before brought a raya from a pasuk that a kriya is a minimum of a tefach, because of the fact that it says vayachazek vein achiza poches mitefach. Go back to chav beis amid beis, I believe is where we had this. If you go chav beis amid beis, a little bit past halfway down the Omid, Omer Bavol Maikro, you see the pasuk with a little circle there. Vayachzik Domer Bavgod of Yikroi Menachin Zepochel Mitafach, and therefore a minimum got to be a tafach, just like we see the Kriya of Domer Melech Vayachzik minimum tafach. So this is not only my ha'ara. Tois already asks this. If you look at the third Toises here on Chav Vav Amid Beis, where we're holding Tchilas Kriya Sholish Itzvoyth. Says Tois Luyadana, I don't know where Rabbi Huda takes this from. In my mapik Talmud Hillel, because we have back earlier on Mafkina Tefach Mivayachzik Enachiz Apokal Mitefach. So what's his rai? What's his makar that you can even do it Sholish Itzvoyth? And Tois just leaves it as a kash.
This Rabbi Avo. This is Rabbi Huda.
She's saying it's a machloek.
And that's just, not just the first one. Rabbi Avo is holding like Rabbi Meir, Tana Kama. Mm-hmm. And this is Rabbi Yehuda, he's a Tana.
Okay.
Rabbi Avo is being a Pasuk, but he's being a Pasuk in support of Rabbi Meir.
Good. So what Rabbi Yehuda is Pasuk?
He doesn't need a Pasuk, he has a Smesora.
Okay, fine. So maybe that's the Tarek's advice. So the Tarek's doesn't say Psarach Eden Godel, he says it's Tamil, Yadana. Where did he take it from? So if you find the Messiah, Lachel Majorcino, somewhere else, no, it's inside. So how do we paskin? So we have now Remeir and we have Rabbi Yehuda. Remeir said Tefach and Sholish Itzvoyth. Rabbi Yehuda says Sholish Itzvoyth and Tosefes Mashu. Amu'ula Lachik Remeir Bekriya, which means that you have to have the Tefach. Lachik Rabbi Yehuda Betosefes, you only need a Mashu. And in fact, it's not only that Ula is picking and choosing half like Remeir, half like Rabbi Yehuda, but in fact we have Rabbi Yossi that holds exactly those words, Tanya Mihaki. Rabbi Yossi Oimer. Tchilas Kriya is a Tefach, but Tosefes is Koshul. L'choyda Ula should go and say the Halach Kirabi Yosi instead of picking and choosing. Perhaps Ula was not familiar with that price, and therefore he only knew about the Machlekes Rameh Rabbi Yehuda. But Lamaisa, Rabbi Yosi, in fact, already combines the two, and therefore you can pass him like Rabbi Yosi. Tan Rabban, Omru Loi Mes Aviv Vikara. They told him Nebuch his father passed away, and he did a Kriya. Mes Benoi, now they told him that his son passed away. V'hoisif. And now we add it to the Kriya, just like we had a moment ago, that you go and do the original Kriya, and you do a Tosefes, you do a Sofra. How much is a Sofra? That was Machloikis, three Etzvoyis, a Mashu. And now the Avelis is over. Tachtoin Misacha, Elyoin Eina Misacha. As we said before, by an Ovid, the Imoy, the Kriya has to be a Kriya that's permanent, Eina Misacha, but on the Benoi, or for that matter, any of the five Kroivim, you are allowed to do Ichoi. So now you have one fairly large Kriya, which is a combined, merged Kriya of the Imoy and Benoi. So very simple. The Tachtoi, Tachtoi is Mesache on Mes Benoi. The Elyon, which is on the parents of it, ain't a Mesache. And now you have the same thing for Ket. Mes Benoi Vekara. And then after that, Mes Ovid Behoisiv. Then Elyon Mesache. The upper part you can do Mesache because that was on the Mes Benoi. Tachtoin ain't a Mesache. You can't do the bottom part because of Mes Ovid. Now what happens if Meis Ovid, Meis Imoy, Meis Ochid, Meisa Achoy, sorry, Nebuch, all four of them passed away, either they all passed away, perhaps contemporaneously or simultaneously, there might have been a building collapse, it could be a car accident, whatever, or it could be that they passed away at four different times, however the recipient of the information heard it all at one time. What does he do now? He could be yoitze all four terrible shmuis with just one kera for all four. Al kulan kerech. On the others, you're right. That would be mesa choisai, mesa og, mesa ochiv. However, on the mesa og, mesa imoy, alavel imoy, that has to be kera echa, lefishe mesifan, al kera ogiv, the imoy. What the Yehuda ben Beseir is telling us is that the kriya of the imoy, as we already learned before, it has to be a special kriya, the Eina Misacha. So it's so special that if you heard this type of report all at once, you can't be yoitza with one care of everybody. Care of everybody else, the siblings, Chas v'Shalom, the Ovi'imoy, they have to have the care of Bifnei Atzmai. Why Taima? Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Lefish Eina B'Tosefes. To do a kriya on Ovi'imoy, you cannot do B'Tosefes. Now there's a Machloikis HaRishonim, what does the Gemara mean, Lefish Eina B'Tosefes? Does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who's the Tana that we're talking about now, disagree entirely with the Tanakama? Because the Tanakama said that if they told him only Ovid Meis Vekara, then he can go and be Moisif for Benoi, or Fakeret, if originally Meis Benoi Vekara, he can be Moisif for Meis Ovid. So you see that there is Tosefes by a father vis-a-vis a sibling or vis-a-vis a son. Is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira arguing on that? Or others say, no, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira agrees with the Tanakama. that if there were two separate occasions, an Ovim and a Bnai, yes, you can go and be moist. That's not a problem. Here we're talking about all four. He got the Shmuel all at one time. Al Tzkavet Ovim, he has to do a separate Kera. Here you cannot rely on Tzefes. Here you have to do a separate Kera because of the Kavet of Ovim, the Nesimai. Then under these dire circumstances, the four together of the Imai deserve their own cut. Did Shmuel say, because according to Tanakhama, it's just the one. And we know that Shmuel always holds, Kriya is not directly related. Yes, it's true that usually the one that's doing the Avelis and Nebuchadnezzar the Oval is doing the Kriya and vice versa. But the two are independent because, for instance, if a person is being Kriya on his Rabbi Lamushal or an Ari Yehuda or that, it's all terrible Kriya, but you don't sit by Avelis. Nobody sits down on the floor of Shiva because of any of the things that we spoke about in the Yomim Aleph, except for Ovimai. Otherwise, so you see that the Din of Kriya is a separate parsha on its own, and it's not necessarily dependent on one another. So you can be Divin Mekel Be'ovel, and nevertheless be Machmir by Kriya. Ad Eichon Kriya, how far can you continue on and doing Tosefes? In other words, you have Nebuchadnezzar that you've already torn once, now you're using it a second time for another mess and another mess, and each time you're adding another mashulat. How far down can you go? At Tiburai, until the belly button. The Yeshama Libai, others say until the heart. Now, if Mishen Rai, the W, you don't have a Fadish and Posik on point, Zechad of Sion, Zechad Shinem, Vekir Lavavchen, the Al Bidechen. Go and tear your hearts. So there, that's of course a poetic expression, go and tear your hearts. Yoel is telling us in his Nevuah, go and do tshuva, and don't just go and do the physical tearing of begotten. Go and tear your heart, and really do tshuva. But nevertheless, because of that lashon kiyul avchem, so that's shtikl raya zeichel adavar, that the kriya should go until the leif. Higilat tiburai. What happens if you've already gotten to tiburai, or according to the second man yom until the leif, and never another person passed away, and now you want to still use the same begad? It shows never how poor these people were. They couldn't afford to go and tear another garment. They used the same garment over and over again, a recycled garment. So marchik sholish etzbois v'korea. What you can do is on the same garment, move three etzbois with, and then go and do a parallel kriya over there. What happens is malam v'fonim nebuch, the whole front of the begad already has numerous kriyas here and there everywhere. Then you can go and turn it around and now go and do the back. What was the back is now the front because you switched it around. This malim al mala, what happens if the upper part of the begad is now full of kroim? Hoifchim al mata, you can go and turn upside down like we had before, and what was originally lamala is now going to be lamata. Was lamata is now lamala, and now you can go and cut lamala from with the previous lamata. Vakreim lamata, but it's not only yotz. However, if you didn't turn it around, but rather you picked up the bottom of your toga and then you go and cut down below, just a gunish. You have to go and do it in the front. Then it's dodim is no good. It's got to be lamala, and so therefore adjust and be mahapach your beged and do it from the lamala. However, there is an exception to the rule. The Kohen Gadol Poirim, now the Matzah, the Kohen is allowed to, because the Kohen Gadol always has to be seen in all of his glory and majesty. After all, he's the Kohen Gadol. It's similar to the Melech, where it says, "Biyofyo techzen einacha." He also, the Kohen Gadol has to look totally kempt and totally proper, so he could be Poirim in the Matzah.
If a Kohen Gadol tears his begodim, isn't he mechusar begodim? He's in his avodah
zarah. I don't say he's doing big tikkuna. He's doing his regular long jacket, or his toga. He's not touching me. Big tikkuna don't really belong to him. They belong to the Beis Hamikdash.
No, big tikkuna belong to him. Remember, we had that.
The mother donates it, and she has to donate it with a full fervor
because if she doesn't,
and gets saying, "I'm handing it over to the tzibur."
The milas,
right? The milas is very, very fine cloth. And if some say it's a silk, that wouldn't be appropriate to the big tikkun because it weren't made out of silk, so it means a very fine wool. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So we have a machloek between our master Umar Ukva, and both are saying in the names of Avu the Shmuel Levi. Chad Omer Kol Shiva Kireya, the Achash Shiva Moisif, Chad Omer Kol Shloishim Kireya, the Achash Shloishim Moisif. What is this referring to? This is referring to Rachmona Litzlan, a person who is sitting Shiva, and during the Shiva, he finds out that another family member, Rachmona Litzlan, has passed away during the Shiva. And now he has to do another Kriya. It's a Kol Shiva during the shiva that he is sitting, if Nebuchadnezzar has another reason for being Korea, then he has to do an independent Korea. After shiva, once the shiva is over, then he can be Moisef on the original Korea. What's the difference between during the shiva and after the shiva? Because if he does it during the shiva, then people that come by and see that he has a big tear will just think that he was, if you will, overly aggressive on his original Kriya, and they won't realize that he was Kriya on both Mason. So therefore, he has to do a second Kriya, and then somebody says, oh, Nebuch, for the brother, Nebuch, for the sister, yoy, 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 what a terrible tragedy. However, after Shiva is over, he's already gotten up, he's a so-called back in society, if you will. Not fully, he had different weeks, one week after the other. But nevertheless, he's out of Shiva already. Now, if he hears Nebuchadnezzar, another person passed away in the family, then he can be Moisef on the original Kriya. Then he can be Moisef Chadom, and the same month, second month, the Yom, it says the same thing, but instead of before Shiva and the after Shiva, he says, Kosh Loishim Kriya, within the 30 days. If Nebuchadnezzar mess, he has to do an independent Kriya. After Shloishim, is over, Moisef, he can be Moisef on the original.
So you continue wearing the torn garment after Shiva and Shloishim?
He can. Doesn't have to. He can. Particularly talking about a person who wants to save. This is a person that has only one or two or three sets of clothing, right, and he doesn't want to tear all of his clothing. So he figures the one that's torn already, he's going to use again. There are people that do that even today, when they go, for instance, to the Kaisel, they go to Eretz Yisrael, particularly people that go frequently. Halacha says he's supposed to, every 30 days, be Korei again. Some people try to avoid him, they go Erev Shabbos for the first time on Shabbos, fine. But those that are going to be Korea, how many shirts do you have to Korea every time? So if you only go once in 5 years is one thing, but if you go on a, if you go to Eretz Yisrael 3, 4, 5 times a year, you're going to go to the Kaisel, right? And each time you go, it's beyond 30 days, so you have to be Korea again, so you can retain a shirt, and then each time either be Moisef or do another Kriya and then turn it around, like our Gemara said.
I once met a doctor.
Yes.
Who apparently was a dealt in hospital, and he dealt, unfortunately, with a lot of tears.
Never.
So let me see, he had a shirt like that. He had,
the Kriya out of Mace.
So yeah. Every time he had to declare, yeah, she's the Shoma.
Never. Yes.
You say that those with stitches have no riches.
Okay.
Well, Hankinevsky has kapata, especially.
I think that's Elder's. Okay, but not the same stitches we're talking about.
Okay.
Right. Mask of the Rabzeich. Man di Omar ko Shiva Korea. Amai. Tuli nitin lishoilai. The first man di Omar that said that ko Shiva Korea, that you make an independent Kriya, why don't you just go and tear apart the stitches that you have made for the original Kriya? In other words, the Gemara is assuming that you can do this shlal, like we said at the bottom of the Yomid, at the top of the Yomid, that you do this
imperfect,
amateurish type of stitching together. You can do that. So remember, we say that at the very top of the Yomid, Tanarabana, Karei, Mitoch HaShalal, Mitoch HaMelo, Mitoch HaLeket, etc. Lo Yotz. So the Gemara now is addressing that type of situation.
This that's rent stabilization.
Oh boy. Zoki Morvait, the Maskel Rav Zeira, Mandi Omar Kol Shiva Kriya, the one the Manyam that says that in the Shiva you have to do an independent Kriya, Amai, Tuli Nitl Shoilai. That must be the reason is because you couldn't do a Shoilal, you couldn't do this improvised, amateurish type of sewing it back, because if you could, Lechayra, all you'd have to do is now cut through those stitches. So it must be because you're not allowed to be shoilit until after Shiva is over. If that's the case, Elohod Yom Amar, that we learned before, Isha Shoilosei La'alter, a woman is allowed to go and patch it together, baste it together immediately. She doesn't have to wait until after Shiva. And the reason for that is, for Tznius is one reason. Another reason that's given is because women are very, very careful, very makbid on their clothing and on their appearance, as we know, far more than men are typically makbid, and therefore, even though the woman is never bavelis, she still maintains her dignity as a woman, as a lady, and therefore we allow her certain laxities that we wouldn't allow for the men. Leniencies, I should say. in the, however, since we said Isha can be shown altar, Hachanami, would you allow to and have her if Chasa Sholem there was a second mace Nebuch during the Shiva, would you allow her to go and cut through that shayl? So l'chayr, the answer is yes. But we just said now that everybody during the Shiva has to make a separate kriya. So aren't these two halachas inconsistent? The Gemara hasam mishum kvoy isha. In other words, als hilchois kriya, the truth of the matter is, she should not be allowed to do the shalal, and therefore there is no shalal to be able to go and cut through. And even though the isha does do this shalal, it's not mehilchus kriya, it's like mehilchus isha. It's a different parasha altogether. And therefore, don't bring a raya from that. The reason why the isha has to go and do a separate kriya, just like the men have to do a separate kriya, is because that shalal that she's doing is not a shalal mitzad hilchus avelus that we permit women to go and do kriya. Now, altilchus kriya, that would be prohibited. But there's an overriding concern of kavadisha that we allow her to do the shlila. And the Gemara brings a similar case now to man yomiko shloishim kareya amai doing it in lachoise, because within the 30 days you're not allowed to go. That is hamishar kroyvim. You're not allowed to go and do the ichui. That's the professional, perfect repair. So you're not allowed to do that. So that's the reason why you cannot go and cut through the ichoi, because there is no ichoi. Therefore, you have to do a separate kriya. El of the imoi, to le nit la chois li oilam, hochanami, what happens by of the imoi, where we said you're not allowed to do ichoi ever, does that mean you're always going to have a separate kriya? Hochanami, hosam mishum, hochanami, hosam mishum covered of the imoi hu. There it's not out hilchois ichoi, hilchois kriya. Again, it's a special din of covered of the imoi, therefore you can't shtel to one case to the other. So if you look at the Rashi, that's six lines from the bottom, Mishum Kovit Oviv, you can look upon the Sholel that you can do for the Kriya after Ovid Imoy, as if it's an Ichoy. And therefore, you are able to go and add to it and cut through those stitches and be Moisiv. I was saying you're not allowed to do an Ichoy. Yeah, that's not a Hilchus Kriya, then that's a Hilchus Kovit Oviv the Imoy, then, and therefore, it's not a good Kashi. What happens if Rachman Litzlan, a person, Nebuch is an Ovel, and lost a Karev, and he or she don't want to lose another Begad? They said, I have a Begad Kerua that I never mended, I'll just put it on and nobody will know the difference. They'll think that I already did the Kriya at the time it's Yis Neshama, that I did it inside the chapel. They won't know, just go Begad Kerua. The Goyz L'Sachai means Gnevis Das, that he's acting with deception, with deceit, and Goyz L'Mesim, he's stealing from them the cover that the mace deserves, that the person should be Korea as Bita. Now we have a halacha, which unfortunately could be Nagel HaMaisa, Rav Shem Gamil, Oymer L'Chaveray, Hashileni Chalukha, Ve'elech Vavakir Es Abba, Shehu Choyle. I'm going never to the hospital. My father, Rachman Aslan Nebuch, is very sick. I wanted it. It's cold outside. Can I borrow from you a special cholik, an extra jacket, an extra coat, another baguette? And I'm going to go and visit my father. And Rachman Aslan gets there, and Nebuch, the father, passed away. So Korea, he's allowed to go and tear the other person's garment. And of course, he has to put it back together again with perfection. That's the ichui that we talked about. When he comes home, Masal Lechaluka, give him back this cholik. And he has to also go and tell him, although it happens to be perfectly sewed up and it's really repaired and all the rest, Abel Mais, it's not worth the same as it was originally. He has to go and pay him the damage. However, if he didn't tell him the reason why he's borrowing the cholik, he just simply said, my coat is in storage, or it's in the tailor, or it's being cleaned, can I borrow your coat? And he didn't tell him, I'm going to the hospital to go and visit my Abba. And then, unfortunately, he heard the terrible psura, the father passed away, or he sees the father passed away. I said, look, you go by, then he's not allowed to touch. It's not his begad. It can only be created your begad, not the other person. But if the other person knew that he's going to the father when he was a cholik, that presumably means not that he went there because he heard that the father has the hiccups, or he has a stomach ache or something. He heard that it's a psachoyla mesukim, presumably. So then he knew that the chances are chas v'shalom, so he permitted him to do it.
Why isn't it like the case of a shoel mesa machmas halacha with a chamor? Yeah. I mean, if you lend somebody a kli and those beged in those circumstances, yeah. I mean, sort of in the ambit that could happen.
Yeah, that's not shiach. Well, you know, the guy's going to borrow and I'll come back ripped. You're going to say that that's machmas. So that's not the normal. That's not
okay. Talking about chaylish shemais lemais, what happens if a person chas shomu himself happens to be sickly, and unfortunately a person, a family member, passed away. This happens quite often.
Yes.
You have an older person who's already in his 90s, and his brother passed away who was already 100 or something. Do you go and tell that brother or not? Ain my dino isay shemais shematit of daitel of nebuch. He's going to be so broken hearted. Chas v'shalom, it could be a sakana for him. They mekarim b'fanav, make sure not to do a kriya in front of him. Umishaskim es anoshim miponav, the women. It's not only the women, but apparently we have a raya from our gemara that women talk a little bit more than the men talk. So we tell all the women, quick, don't talk so much in front of this chole, because one thing will lead to the other. They're going to say Nebuch, his brother passed away, or whatever. Chas v'shalom, that would be a sakana. We have this next halacha, the karen, the cotton, and the agnes nefesh. When you have a cotton who Nebuch lost a mushal, a father, a mother, whatever, a sibling, so then you do a kriya, even though the cotton is not machuyev, after all the cotton is the cotton, but nevertheless you want to have a degree of sorrow and somberness in the chamber, in that house, so that people see that, they see the cotton, Nebuch, 5-year-old, 8-year-old, Nebuch has a torn beged, it causes the person to have agnes nefesh and to start having hirhurei tshuva, Nebuch. This we already had last week, the inyan of this sympathy type of avelus, that if the wife is sitting shiva after her father or mother, then you have to be korea on chamoisei, then they come at ishta. The Amar Papa, Tanam of the Rabasi, the Linda Neva Rabasi, Avaloi Yaniach Timik Betoich Chaykoi, the nation may be with this chayk, the Nimtsimiskana, Alabriyos. If you have, for instance, a young mother or young father that is sitting Shiva, don't go and give them the baby to hold whilst they're sitting Shiva, because then automatically he or she are going to stop playing with the baby, and the other Menachem will say, oh, such a beautiful baby, what's her name, and the girl, the boy, and how old, and therefore the whole Indian of the Shiva is going to be diluted and it's going to be watered down and it's going to become a kind of a frivolous type of thing instead of a somber occasion, and therefore that's improper.